I called Kayla. I said, where y'all at? She said, we still shopping. I said, wow. Are y'all window looking? No, we shopping. I said, wow. She said, what are you going to do? I said, you tell mom I'm going to take a nap. I'll see y'all when y'all get home. I didn't want to get involved in that. Can I get amen? If you have a copy of God's word this morning, to Brother Brent, I'll go ahead and apologize to you wherever you at. And Brother Eric and Brother David and you that went on the conference yesterday, Brother Roy, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you. I'm going to preach it again this morning. I don't know if it did anybody else good or not, but it done me so good yesterday just to preach this. I'm going to preach it again this morning. I laid my fleece out before the Lord this morning. I said, Lord, you know that I've had 3 or 4 messages here, and if you want me to preach that word, you give me confirmation. And it wasn't no time when I got done praying. Ding, my phone dinged from a preacher out of Birmingham, and he identical put what I was going to preach. I said, thank you, Jesus. This morning, if you have a copy of God's word, I ask you to turn to Mark chapter number 7. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 24 this morning. And I want to dig real deep with a little thought this morning that God cannot be hid. God can, Brother Cody, you was there too. God cannot be hid. You can't hide him. You can't stop enough to hide him. You can't get out enough to hide him. You can't run him away to hide him. He cannot be hid. He is God. That's how big he is. He is God and he cannot be hid. And this morning, if you found your place, I do ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 24. And the Bible says, if you found your place, say amen. Amen. And the Bible says in Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 24, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man known it, but he could not be hid. Father, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you. We lift up no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the next few moments, Father, that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me preach only thus saith the word of God. Father, this morning I pray, Father, if they be one lost, that you save them. If they be one backslidden, Father, that you would bring them back. If they be one that is cold and calloused, and they just need a fresh touch, I pray this morning that a fresh anointing from heaven would fall. I do know according to the scriptures that there is no stale anointing. Any anointing that you send, it will be fresh, it will be anew, it will be from heaven. And this morning, Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, that's our prayer this morning, that your will be done in this place. Lord, I pray that you illuminate my mind and loosen my tongue. Father, I pray you give the hearers ears to hear, and I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come, I want to share with you that God could not be hid, or Jesus could not be hid. The Word of God says that Jesus entered into a house and no man would have known it. Nobody would have known where he was. Nobody would have known the house he was in. Nobody would have known anything that were going on. But there was one woman that was in need. There was one woman that needed a touch. There was one woman that needed a need, or I don't even know her name. The Bible says she was a certain woman. So I'm going to say that somebody needed Jesus. Ain't you thankful that when somebody needs Jesus that he can't be hid? That he'll show up when somebody needs him. He'll take a somebody, and I'm telling you, he'll turn them around. He'll take them and save them to the uttermost, according to Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25. He'll take you out of the gutter and he'll save you to the uttermost. But I want to look this morning, how was Jesus not able to be hid? I say to you first, because somebody heard about Jesus. Hey, this morning, can I say to you, nobody's ever been saved without hearing that Jesus Christ can save their soul. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says here in verse number 25, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him. She had heard of him. You say, preacher, what did she hear? Hey, she didn't hear complaining. She didn't hear a belly aching. She didn't hear all that going on. Hey, when she come into the church, she didn't hear there was division. She didn't hear complaining. She didn't hear belly aching. All she heard was somebody loving Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hey, that's what we need in our local body churches. We need people full of the Holy Ghost, willing to share Jesus at all costs, no matter what's going on. You say, preacher, what did she hear? Hey, she had done heard that in Mark chapter number 2, that there was one that was sick of the palsy, and 4 old boys had picked him up and had brought him to Jesus. And when they had let him down, he said, thy sins be forgiven. He said, but that they may know that the Son of Man also has power on earth. He told them, lame man, to get up and walk. Take up your bed and walk. She had done heard that story, and she said, if I can just get my daughter to Jesus, if I can just get my my daughter to Jesus. There's somebody in here this morning. If you could just get to Jesus. I'm not talking about getting to a religion. I'm not talking about getting to a church. I'm talking about getting into an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. Hey, she had done heard that the lame had done walk. She had done heard about the man with the withered hand. She had done heard that when he was there, he had a withered hand. But when Jesus came up on the scene, no longer did he have a withered hand. That hand was made whole. Can I get an amen? She had done heard the good news. She had done heard what Jesus could do. You said, preacher, what else does she hear? She heard in Mark chapter number 5 how that maniac at Gadara, how he had done went crazy and was in the tombs and everybody had gave up on him and they sent him away and he had been cutting himself night and day. Hey, you may be in here and when things go on in your life, you cut yourself. You say, preacher, that's the way I get out of pain. That's the way I get rid of things in my life. You listen to me this morning. That's not of God. Friends, I'm listening to you. Listen to me this morning. He put that breath in your lungs. He gave you that life. You've got a life worth living for Jesus. Amen. Oh, he done heard about that maniac, how he cut himself, how he was full of legion, the old demons was all over him. Hey, but when he met Jesus, things had changed. Things had picked up. Business picked up when he met Jesus. That woman done heard that her daughter had an unclean spirit. Friends, I want you to know not everybody that sits in a pew has the Holy Spirit living inside of them. Some of them has an evil spirit. Some of them has a demonic spirit. And they need God to touch their life. They need to be saved. They need to be set free. The churches wouldn't be full of division and chaos if the Holy Ghost lived in everybody. Woo! Glory! Can I get an amen? She done heard about that man. She done heard that nobody could do nothing with him. But then he came to Jesus. And the Bible said, Brother Riley, in Mark chapter number 5, that he was clothed and in his right mind. He had done got clothed and done got put in his right mind. But not only did she hear about that demoniac there in Gadara, and she done heard what Jesus could do, but she heard about Jairus that had a little girl. And he had a little girl and he needed to get her to Jesus. And finally when he got there, he said, don't worry the master no more. She's done dead. She's done gone. She's done golf. She's out of here. She's done took her last breath. But Jesus said, don't worry. The damsel's just asleep. She will rise again. Can I get an amen? You may be asleep in here this morning, but I got good news. I serve a Savior and he's a resurrection God. Amen. He'll take your old past and raise you up to new life. But then she also heard about the woman with the issue of blood. She done heard all this. She done heard about that woman with the issue of blood, and she done heard enough. And she heard about how that woman had done spent 12 years wrapped up in that issue that was going on in her life. As she had been to many doctors, had many disappointments, and nothing got better. And she had finally got to the place that her issue got her to imagining that if I could just get to Jesus. And there's some of you in here this morning, in your mind, it is a messed up war field. Man, I'm telling you, it is warped. Your mind is warped. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me give you a little imagination. If you can just get to where Jesus is. That woman said, but if I could just get to the hem of his garment, if I could just get to the bottom, if I could just get to where Jesus is. You know what's wrong with the world we live in? People don't want to get to where Jesus is, because when you get to where Jesus is, things change. She said, if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just get to Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just get to Jesus, Sister Nicole, if I could just get to his feet. But the crowd is everywhere. The crowd is everywhere. There's people everywhere. How am I going to get to Jesus? By faith, you can get to Jesus. By faith, you can get to Jesus. That woman got down on her hands and her knees, and she crawled to where the Lamb of God was. She crawled to the dear Lamb of God, and she touched the hem of his garment. There was no power in the H-E-M. The power was in H-I-M. The power was in him. The power was in him. This morning, the power ain't in your preacher. The power is in Jesus. Woo! It's in Jesus this morning. And she done heard. She done heard how he took 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed over 5,000. She done heard how he took a little lad and a little lunch and fed a lot of folk. She said, but if I could just get my daughter to Jesus. She done heard he couldn't be hid because she done heard. This morning, I wonder when's the last time you didn't hear people. I can't stand complaining, people. You might like them. They might intrigue you. They might fill you up. You might get your kick off that. I don't. He's been too good to me to complain and listen to complaining. I got me a good case. I don't give a rip. When they rip this open right down the middle, I'm telling you, I don't know how many days I've got left. I don't know what I got left when I stand behind that sacred desk, but I ain't got time to listen to complaining. I ain't got time to listen to belly aching. All I've got time for is 9 people got saved 2 weeks ago, 3 that Sunday morning. We've baptized 14 people in the last 2 weeks, and I want you to know people need to know about Jesus. They need to be here about Jesus. They need to hear about the resurrection, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for us, and He arose again on the 3rd day. And by the way, the cardiologist said, don't you get excited when you preach. I'm just at half throttle. Listen, there's people dying going to hell, and there's no time to let you hear anything but Jesus. You be careful who you let pull up to your table. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You be careful who you let pull up to your table. You be careful who you slide up your table and you listen to everything that's going on. This woman had a daughter that had an issue. And everybody done told her, said she's got an unclean spirit and ain't a whole lot you can do about it. But she had heard some old preacher say, oh, Jesus can change everything if you'll just get to Him. He'll change everything. I won't change what I preach. Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth. And He is the only life. He said, preacher, what did she hear? She heard about Him taking 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed over 5,000. And then He said, hey, pick up all that's left over. We're going to use it too. Ain't you glad He'll use a bunch of leftovers? Ain't you glad? But that ain't all that she heard. She heard that how they was in the boat on Mark chapter number 6, Brother Kelvin, and how the wind got boisterous and it was big time blowing. And He woke up and He said, be still, peace, be still. This morning He can still the peace. He can put peace in your life. He said, preacher, what do you think? I think we need to get a hold of Jesus around here. I think we need to get a hold of Jesus. I think we need to get a good case of Jesus around this place. Let God have His will and way in this place. Somebody had heard about Him. Folks, I want you to know I've heard enough about Him. She had too. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus to the day I die. I'm going to tell somebody that in August of 2007, He set me free spiritually in my life. He saved me. He delivered me. He set me free. No longer bound by the chains of this world. No longer bound by addiction. No longer bound by porn. No longer bound by things of this world. You said there's kids in this sanctuary. Your kids know more than you do. They got smartphones in their hands. They know more than you do. They don't have to look nothing up to see that. It just comes to their phone. You say, my kid don't look at it. Look at their phone and see what they're looking at. I said, preacher, what are you talking about this morning? Somebody heard about Jesus. Somebody heard about Jesus. Not only am I going to tell about my salvation experience, but I'm going to tell about how He saved my soul. Spiritually and physically. Folks, I'm telling you, and I have warned this church. I have warned you for the last 94 days. I've warned you. Everybody in the sanctuary, you've got a warning, and I've told you. Don't complain. It displeases God. It disrupts the growth and it derails growth. I've told everybody in this room, get your eyes off Jesus, you're going to have problems. I've told everybody in this room what happened over in Tupelo, Mississippi. I've told everybody and they won't listen. Folks, you're not going to live forever. You say, preacher, are you mad at us? No, I'm mad at that stinking devil. I'm mad at that stinking devil. He needs to go back to hell where he come from. I'm sick and tired of him just tearing stuff up, tearing my family up, tearing my friends up. I'm tired of him. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke him. I'm tired of him. I hope you get tired of him. But I've told you, Jesus can't be hid. Shout it from the mountaintops, He can't be hid. I told you, I laid over in Tupelo and He gave me a word. If you was deaf to it, that's your problem. Laying there on Thursday night, Brother Les had done left, Brother Eric done left. Y'all done got out of the room. Brother Charles done gone. Everybody done gone. I done had my pity party. It's not, you know what I'm saying? No sorrow from where you've been crying. Big old sissy. Open heart surgery is not for a bunch of wimps. I'm a wimp. Glory to God. Loosen up. It's okay. I'm just preaching what He gave me. I wouldn't preach it at that church up there and not preach it here. Amen. Now that'd be a hypocrite. That'd be two-faced. That's not who I am. And as I laid in that bed, He said, can I trust you? I said, yes, sir. Brandy said, who are you talking to? I said, me and the Lord's talking. He said, preacher, He don't talk to me that way. You need to get a relationship with Him. You get a relationship with Him, He'll start talking to you. Oh, He's the greatest friend I've ever had. You got a friend that's always agrees with you, they ain't much of a friend. If your friend always pats you on the back and you're always right, that ain't much of a friend. You need to get away from that friend. You need a friend to say, no, you're wrong. You ain't right. You ain't right. You're wrong. I was laying in that bed. I'd done heard enough. He said, can I trust you? And I said, yes, sir. He said, don't you complain. I've been too good to you and I've brought you too far. Don't you complain when you go through this. He said, preacher, what'd that do for you? That let me know I was coming through on the other side. Somebody had heard about him. But somebody was willing to come to him. So there's one thing to hear about Jesus all day long, but it's something totally different to come to him. You can't serve two masters. You're either serving the Lord or you're serving Satan. And this morning, Jesus cannot be hid. Number one, because somebody heard about him. Number two, because somebody came to him. It said that she heard about Jesus and she had a daughter with an unclean spirit. And she came to him right where Jesus was. She was an outcast looking for an outcome. Am I talking to anybody here this morning that's an outcast, but you're just looking for an outcome? You don't care what anybody else thinks. All you need is Jesus to touch you, to heal you, to fix you, to mend you, to make you right. The Bible says this woman was of Tyre, a Syrophoenician by nation. That means she was a Gentile. She was the scum of the earth, low as low could be. And she came to Jesus. She heard and she came, Sister Leaper. And she came, Brother Tony. And she came, Brother John. And she said, Lord, she reverenced him. She said, Lord, would you heal my daughter? Not could you. She knew he could. She done heard enough to know he I've done seen too many people healed in here. I've done seen too many marriages put back together in here. I done seen too many daddies cry out in this altar and say, Lord, you got to save me. I done seen too much for you to tell me he ain't. Don't you tell me he ain't real. Don't you tell me he don't do miracles. Don't you tell me he don't go through all kind of things to get a hold of you and I. Don't you tell me that he ain't on the throne. I done seen way too much to know, Brother Les. Don't you tell me he ain't. Done seen way too much. And she said, Lord, would you, not could you, but would you, Brother Austin, would you come and get this devil out of my daughter? And Jesus said, now, hon, you know. Hon, you know. This is a Detroit term, by the way. Hon ain't in the King James. That's when you know business fixing pick up when Jesus starts saying, hon. Y'all understood that word, though, didn't you? Said, hon, listen to me. Do you not know that the bread is for the children? Do you not know that? Do you not know that the children of Israel, they get the first bread? Don't you know that they get what's the good? They get the good. They're the chosen. Do you not know that? And she said, Lord, I know that. She said, but I don't really want all the bread. I just take the crumbs on the table. And he said, oh, what a faith that is. Listen, I don't care what all God does in my life. Whatever he wants to do, do it. Just save my whole family. Ever what it takes, whatever we got to go through, just let us go through it as long as they get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? She was an outcast looking for an outcome. Somebody was willing to get to Jesus. She heard, she came. The next thing the Bible says is that she fell at the feet of Jesus. You will not get an outcome until you get at his feet. I've never, in 12 years of pastoring a church, being saved for almost 18 years, I've never seen a disgruntled Christian at the feet of Jesus. I've never, since I've been born again, seen anybody at the feet of Jesus that he didn't meet that need in their life. Never. Never. According to his will, he'll meet it in your life. I seen where somebody had heard. You've heard this morning. Somebody had come. They didn't give her a name because her name don't matter. Brother Kevin said when we started, you didn't come to see him, you didn't come to see me. On the pulpit that I pastor, Brother Bradley, you've read it many a time, just pastored across the top of it. They've not come to see you, they've come to see Jesus. Anybody that preaches, sings, or does anything behind that sacred desk, it is never about you. It's always about Jesus. She was willing to get at his feet. She said, I want this devil out of my daughter. Why? She no longer willing to be a caretaker. She said, I will not take care of her no more in the shape that she's in. I'm at my wit's end. I can't take it no more. I will not be a caretaker to that individual. There's some people in your life, you listen to me, you just need to give them Jesus and let Jesus take care of them. When you turn them over to Jesus, He can do more good for them than you can do. His will is better than your will on their life. And His outcome is better than your outcome on their life. She no longer was willing to be a caretaker. She said, I'm carrying her to Jesus. I wonder who this morning, you said, preacher, I don't know what to do. Carry it to Jesus. He can't be hid. You've heard about Him. You've come to this place. Now you have an opportunity to get at His feet. She no longer was willing to be a caretaker. She no longer was willing to be an undertaker. She said, I will not let my daughter die this way. She said, no, I'm carrying her to Jesus. I'm not going to take care of it. I'm not going to be an undertaker. She said, but in my life, I'm willing to be a risk taker. I've never done this before. I've never been here before, but I've heard all about it and I've heard it works. I'm getting to the feet of Jesus. You said, preacher, what will make a difference in my life? If you got a problem this morning, only thing will make a difference is being at the feet of Jesus. You said, I've heard that all my life. Have you tried it? I've heard that all my life. Have you trusted it? Folks, I'm telling you, when you get at the feet of Jesus, the crowd gets smaller and the cross gets bigger. It's about the cross. I told this yesterday at the men's conference, and I'll tell it again here. I love my favorite illustration, that He cannot be hid. Ever. Man. Said the little boy went to Sunday school class. And if you've heard me preach anytime, you've heard this, but this is so true. He went to Sunday school class, and the Sunday school teacher blowed his little mind. And the Sunday school teacher told him how big God was. He said, God is this big. Kids, do y'all know God is this big? And the little boy just listened. He said, He created everything. He took His old big hand and just scooped out Gatlinburg, the mountains. He took His hand and told the ocean, He can't go but this far. He created everything with His hands. He spoke everything into existence. He's how big He is. He's a big God. Little boy blowed away. He got in the truck with his daddy going home after Sunday school. And he said, Daddy. And daddy said, yeah, son, what is it? He said, you know what my Sunday school teacher told me this morning? He said, no, I don't have a clue. What'd she tell you? Can you believe that woman told me that God is this big? Huge. Huge God. He said, yeah, that's true, son. He said, but daddy, you told me He lives in my heart. You told me when I got saved, He come to live in my heart. I said, yeah, that's right. So I don't understand something. I said, what is that, huh? He said, if God is that big and He lives in my little heart, shouldn't He stick out? Listen, as your pastor, I'm going to ask you a question. What are you letting stick out? What are you letting stick out? Listen to me. That's what I asked them yesterday. What are you letting stick out? Is it your lip? You know what my mom always told me? You can pick that thing up, you're going to step on it. She still tells me that. When things ain't going right, you know who I go to? I tell Branson, come on, we're going to talk to mom. I call mom, I said, mom, you home? She said, what is it now, William? And I know it's on like chicken bone when I get out of there. Usually I said, mom, you ain't got 100 I can hold, do you? She said, no, you ain't never gave my other one back. I ask you a question. Listen to me. Have you been hiding Jesus? See, preacher, I know He's alive and well in my life, but I've just been hiding Him. I've been letting the cares of this world, I've been letting the complaints, the concerns, all this adding up. It's been blocking my view of what He can really do. Folks, people's life's in the balance. Eternity's in the balance. Every person in this place has got problems. I understand that. But every person in this place has got a solution, and His name is Jesus. And I'm here to tell you this morning, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Satan is in the world and he's of the world. You're not fighting a battle with flesh and blood. If it was, you could fist fight your way out. There's some old boys in here who know how to fight. I know they do. I've seen them fight. They know how to fight. But physical fighting won't get you nowhere when it's a spiritual warfare. How do I fight, preacher? Through Jesus. You hear about him, you come to him, and you give it to him. You get on your knees before an almighty God, and you say, Lord, get this out. Lord, get this out. Root this out. This problem, get it out. Get it out of my life. Get it out of my... Don't let this be on me. Get it gone. I want it gone today. Not tomorrow. Give us today our daily bread. What he does is daily. He daily loads you with benefits, the Bible says. Daily. So, preacher, what do I need to do? You've heard. You've come. You need to get at the feet of Jesus. I need to be at the feet of Jesus. Begging him to do a work in my life. Begging him to do a work in your family's life. Begging him to save that is lost. Remember the other day when we preached on the paralytic and we wrote the names down? Man, there's a lot of check marks up here. We wrote names down of people that were lost that needed to be saved. Wrote their name down on this backboard. As they've been saved, we've checked them off. Why? Because he's seen enough of our concern. I ask you this morning, are you concerned enough to get out of that seat and get to his feet? So it ain't never worked before. It ain't on his end. It ain't on his end. What he does, when he does the doing gets done. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you right now. I praise you right now, Father, that you cannot be hid. Father, you are alive and well. Father, at the beginning of the service, we sung a song, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. Lord, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning if there's one lost that they be saved this morning. If there's one backslidden, Lord, if there's one that's lost their joy, lost their fire, lost their hope, lost their whatever, Father, Lord, I just pray they get back to you at your feet. Lord, I'm asking you, time is short, time is short, time is short. But Lord, we don't have to stay where we're at. We've read all the way through the Bible. And what you've done for them, you'll do for us. You're the same God. The Bible says that. Hebrews 13:8, Father, I want to remind you, Father, what you reminded me of so I can remind your people. Father, your word says you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've not changed. The same miracles you did then, you'll do now. Ask you to do a miracle this morning in somebody's life. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.